So, welcome back to another episode. I am your host. You will get that in the intro. But anyway, so today we're going to talk about showing up depressed. So I'm host today at the company meeting. What to talk about? So let's talk about showing up depressed. Like some of us are showing up depressed, and we're going to look divulging some signs of depression and why people show up depressed and all of that. Something there. So showing up depressed in a man. It's because you know something you love to talk about, you know? Men, mental health, and And so showing up depressed is a way that we often not talk about because we try to shun it aside. But our main reason why I am talking about it, because I've showing up depressed more than once, okay, John? And you come into work and you're like, you know, some I show up at work depressed. And I recently watched a video by my favorite TV personality, entrepreneur Yannick Page. Big up yourself, Yannick. My page, and she just did a short video. You know, people are just showing up depressed, going to work. The pay just showing up depressed. The pay that you get is just depressed, make you want to be poor and poorer. And it's just like your fathom, like these company, do they think on consideration like the standard of living and the cost of living equal to their pay? Your pay, when you look at your pay, it is depressing. So you feel like you're in a poor state, like the pay just make you poor and poorer. Like you cannot actually build wealth with your pay, like generating multiple stream of income. And you're like showing up depressed because not just the pay, the environment is just toxic and all of them something there. So we're going to look at depression, and it's a depression is common but serious mood disorder. It's caused by several symptoms that may affect how you feel, how you think, how you handle daily activities, sleep, eat, work, exactly. And diagnosed with depression, the symptoms may present in less than 2 weeks. So the main impact of depression research discovered by Foundation Grantee is the random acting on antidepressant health with the biggest breakdown in depression search in for 50 years. Whoa, that's a lot of research. Develop the TMS of treatment resistant depression, interconnecting parent child trauma therapy, reducing depression symptoms in various young children. Foundation Grantee showing strength and inflation may improve resistant depression. So we're going to break it down for you. This is a lot, but we're going to break it down for you. We're going to look at what is depression. So the clinical reading said that depression is basically a serious condition of negatively impacts how a person thinks, feel, behave, in contrast to normally sad. Clinical depression is precise, often interfere with personal ability to experience an actual life and anticipate pleasure, and on significant interference with functional in daily life. Untreated symptoms can last for weeks months, years, and the inadequate treatment, depression can lead to significant impairment and other health-related issues, and in rare cases, suicide. Yes, that's a lot of impact. Showing up depressed. And what are some of the signs or symptoms of depression that people may go about? So, this segment is called Did You Know? Did You Know? Yeah, the Did You Know factor. So, signs and symptoms that you can know about is that, did you know a person is diagnosed with a major depression when he or she experiences at least 5 symptoms below currently, and the 5 is 1, either depressed mood or loss of interest or pleasure. So the symptoms that you should look for when you are depressed or somebody is going through depression or showing up depressed is depressed mood most of the times, nearly every day, making this diminishing interest and pleasure of activity most of the day, nearly every day, changing appetites that result in losing weight, gaining a really relevant to diet. That is another one. Changing sleeping matters, loss of energy, increased fatigue, and restless or inability, feeling of anxiety, which is a big factor in depression, and also feeling of worthless, helpless, hopelessness, just donelessness, inappropriate guilt, difficulty, I never know that the inappropriate guilt will be a main factor of that. Difficulty in taking contrasting and making decisions, and thought of death and committed suicide. Those are one, and suicide is a real factor, and it happened from many ages, from young to old to in between ages. So we hear a news recently, and it was so shocking, and it was very shocking to me that a 12-year-old boy committed suicide. And you're wondering, 12-year-old, like, why? Instead of asking why, when I read the entire story, I was like, oh my god. And the mother was like, what could have caused him to do this? But you know, struggling with depression and feeling abandoned and feeling neglected and feeling down and feeling that you just don't, your life is not important, and this is a big mistake, and why God put you through this test, or why this have to go this way, and you're wondering, you question yourself, and my heart goes out to that mother struggling to come to grips to what could have led him to kill himself. And not just in Jamaica, but all over the world. It is common in Japan. A journalist who is from Jamaica, who teach in Japan. He's a popular social media personality, and he's saying that suicide rate is very high in Japan. And I'm like, what? Yes. So it is one of the things that you have to paying clean attention when person talk to you, because they bring out these attributes that they want to kill themselves. I've gone through that stage, yes, and I've gone to showing up being depressed. And how is depression diagnosed and treated? and I have to go to that stage. And here is a video explaining it.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Brain and Behavior Research Foundation Meet the Scientists monthly webinar series. I'm Dr. Jeff Borenstein, President and CEO of the Foundation, and your host for today's webinar. This afternoon, Dr. Helen Mayberg will present Deep Brain Stimulation for Treatment-Resistant Depression, a progress report. The Brain and Behavior Research Foundation funds the most innovative ideas in neuroscience and psychiatry to better understand the causes and develop new ways to treat brain and behavior disorders. These disorders include addiction, ADHD, anxiety, autism, bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, depression, eating disorder, OCD, traumatic stress, and schizophrenia. Since 1987, the foundation has awarded more than $408 million to fund more than 5,900 grants.
So we're not going to
around the world.
So we're not going to play the entire video, but a pre-synopsis of what the video is saying. So I'm going to skip through the introduction and let's go into the main part.
Find the advances in functional neurosurgery and imaging particularly, and an already established body of work in Parkinson's disease. And looking backwards, it was quite naive to think that we should think about depression like Parkinson's disease. But at the time, everything known about Parkinson's really pointed the way that this might be addressed. But I think what's important now to think about as one considers why would we use brain stimulation for treatment-resistant depression, it's beyond just not having alternative treatment. We need to think about going into the brain, what is it that we want to change? And I'm always drawn to this quote from William Styron, who wrote about his own depression and darkness disorder. And he described it as a gnawing agony. To describe a feeling as something painful, but a painful self-loathing, is really an uncomfortable thing to even read. And for those of us that don't suffer from depression, I think we can't even imagine what that's like. But what's striking about his description is the fact that it also describes just not the psychic pain, but the loss of energy and attention. And to me as a neurologist, most importantly, the sense of feeling immobilized. So the idea that one is in intense pain and one can't move. And I think as we start to really dissect all of the symptoms that we see in depression, we can really reduce it down to intense negative mood with the inability to put thought to action. And to be in a state where you can't get away from inside yourself is really a state that none of us would want to be in. And so to me, we might imagine recovery as being perhaps just the ability to move or to be without pain as a primary focus, or even a return of control over oneself. So with that in mind, back in 2003, the first patient, we actually said, what is our rationale? What do we want to have happen? We had evidence from our prior work with imaging in depression that in the state of intense negative mood, the so-called psychic pain, an area of the brain, area 25, seems to be overly active, and in concert, areas of the brain that control thinking and action are turned off. And that with successful treatment, one can down-regulate area 25 and correct the underactive regions that control thought and action. So what our hypothesis was to block this overactivity, sort of block what we thought was driving the negative mood, and that in turn would also change reasons that were connected to Area 25 and correct the other symptoms. You know, this was incredibly simple-minded. We knew that deep brain stimulation in Parkinson's seemed to block abnormal brain function in Parkinson's, and so we thought we wanted to block the abnormally high 25, and we would then correct the rest of the circuit. We looked at a group of patients who had severe treatment depression. They've been ill more than 4 years. They failed more than 4 treatments, including EPP. They had high severity scores on the Hamilton Depression Rating Scale. And we basically targeted this area that we had seen with our PET scan. We targeted that on the MRI. We used atlases to really know where precisely it was. And we implanted 2 electrodes into the brain that would basically sit right at this Area 25 and the surrounding white matter. And when we turned it on at the same settings used for Parkinson's disease, high frequency stimulation, and we followed the Hamilton Depression Rating Scale over 6 months, we saw a fairly rapid change in depression scores, and actually that progressed over the course of 6 months. And 4 of the 6 patients showed a dramatic improvement over that time frame. More importantly, or equally importantly, we saw that the overactivity in Area 25 here in red actually was downregulated, blocked Area 25, as well as areas connected to Area 25. And we corrected underactive areas throughout the network, throughout the cortex. And so we...
So that's a snippet of the video of how is depression diagnosed and treated. But you can watch for more on the webinar. You can go on YouTube and listen to deep brain stimulation to treat resistant depression, a program, a progressive report, an in-depth progressive report. And it says that the doctor, the first step is to be diagnosed is to visit the doctor for an evaluation, medical evaluation, certain medications, some medications such as, and we can pronounce that. And the doctor will give you some methods on how to treat it. The mainstay of treatment of depression is any of number or anti-depression medication and physiological therapy, psychological therapy, which can be used in combination. So that will explain a lot of treatment of depression. And you say why depression is more prevalent in women than men. So yes, why it's more prevalent are more in women than men. But I'm talking about men being depressed. Depressed, and why men have a certain attribute and all of them something here. And it can understand that men suffer from depression too, just like women, and why men are just showing up depressed at work, because they have lots of responsibility and lots of stress adding it to it. So we go through it, that signs and symptoms in men: feeling sad, hopeless, emptiness, feeling difficult, sleepiness, tiredness, and other risky behavior. Relates like a problem is one. man, depression was undiagnosed. And when we're looking at the undiagnosed failure to recognize depression, yeah, like some men, we fail to recognize that we are depressed. I fail to recognize that I am depressed. Thinking that maybe feeling sad and emotion is always a sign of depression, but in many men, it is a primary symptoms. For example, the headache, the diagnostic problem, tiredness, angry easily, long-term pain can be sometime in choir. Having a level of depression, it can also feel isolating, seeking. I always isolate myself, isolating. The avoid dealing stress and feeling a relationship, downplaying signs and symptoms. That is that is true. You may not recognize how much your symptoms affect you, but you may want to admit it to yourself anyways, and that you are depressed. Feeling ignore, super mistaking depression with unhealthy behavior will only worsen the negative emotion. That is true. Reluctant to discuss depression sign. Why? We just men, we stubborn bad. We stubborn. We like, it's like we just stubborn. It is hard for us to open up to people because we have trust issues. But yeah, we stubborn bad. If stubborn was a person, we'd have the frontal line. Reluctant. You may not be open to talk about your feelings with family members, friends, and alone with your doctor and mental health professional. And like many men, you may have to emphasize on self-control, and you may listen or feeling to express feeling and emotion associated with depression. You may also surprise them. Resisting medical treatment. Yes, someone just don't sound stubborn. We're stubborn. Like the level of stubbornness in ourselves is just supreme venture. You know, just, you know, I take it to our dream. We're just dreaming it, winning it. When if you suspect you have depression, you may avoid diagnosing or refuse treatment. You may avoid getting help because you are worried about the stigma of depression that could cause your career and your family and friends and to lose your respect for you. I'm not understand. Like, we need some men need to wake up. Not all men, but some men need to wake up and realize, say, I need to please another man. Don't it. If you're going through depression, speak out, speak up, and talk up. Because at the end of the day, are you a battle with depression? Are you a one alone adapted with depression? So seek medical help, medical care, and call the nearest medical
health center or hospital.
Use the method of more likely cause of death, such as the con, acting impulsive or suicide thoughts that we said, and more. Getting help can be very hard for men, but without treatment, depression is like to go on and getting worse, and untreated depression can lead to people closing to you, miserable, and the rest, and the suffering. It can be very, very, very dark. So how do you use the depression and coping skill or coping skills to set up goals, support, coping, they're making decision, active and health? Those are the main things that men can look into when it comes on to depression. And that is it on our show, Men Showing Up Depressed. That is it. Yeah. See you next time on another episode of the Double Trouble Drama Show.